It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Got the firm, Pam Thompson Smith.
What's up,
Pam?
Good morning.
Rocking out this morning. We got A-Town behind the glass. What's up, A?
I'm doing well, feeling good.
There you go. How's the poll question working today?
So the poll question presented by Oak Grove Tech. After day one, how is your bracket? Perfect. I only missed one. I missed a few or trashed. And 43% say their bracket is trashed.
Ooh. All right. All right. Quick pop quiz. Right off the top of your head now, after yesterday, see if you've been shaken and see if you're going to change some of your predictions. UConn Stetson? See, everybody still got UConn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. FAU Northwestern?
I don't know. That's an interesting one. I mean, I don't know much about FAU other than the fact they was in the Final Four last year.
That's the only reason I'm picking them.
That's all we know.
That's the only reason I'm picking. Here's one, San Diego State and UAB.
I picked UAB in this one.
Yeah, everybody's going UAB. Auburn, Yale.
Auburn.
All right. Now, why you gonna do? What's the Yale's mascot? Anybody know?
Bulldogs, actually.
Are they the Bulldogs?
I think so.
Oh.
Well, I'd be shocked if I'm right about that. That was a guess. So let me go check.
You may be right, though.
Ask AI.
You may be right. You know, sometimes your first answer is usually.
Education, boy, you can't do without it.
Boy, he on fire right now. He's on fire, y'all. Oh man, let's keep going. St. Mary's Grand Canyon. I'm still going Grand Canyon.
Well, I'm telling you, I think I picked Grand Canyon to upset. But St. Mary's gonna win that game.
Ooh.
Yeah. Matter of fact.
Well, hold on. Wait a minute. You're going to have to wait. Hold on.
They won their regular season. And they beat Gonzaga for the conference championship. But don't listen to me.
Why did you pick Grand Canyon?
But this is why I switched, though. I was St. Mary's yesterday. This is why I switched.
Why you switched? Mm-hmm.
Because I saw how impressive Gonzaga was yesterday. That leads me to believe Gonzaga didn't play their best in the conference championship.
Okay. See, I hadn't seen it. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's the reason I switched, because I was St. Mary's before anyway. Okay. Same as you were.
Okay.
Alabama, Charleston.
A lot of St. Charleston can get Alabama, but I'm picking Crimson Tide, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Clemson, New Mexico.
I mean,
got to go with Clemson.
That New Mexico one, that jumps out, too.
Yeah. I'm going New Mexico because watching Clemson, they got some grinded out kind of guys.
Yeah.
But I just feel like the athletic, ability of New Mexico may be a little too much for Clemson.
By the way, I did pick St. Mary's, though. Picked St. Mary's. So we'll see.
Baylor, Colgate, can't go with toothpaste.
Earl said don't go with toothpaste. Use it, but don't pick them.
If we lose because of that, I'm getting
you. I mean, you got to have a reason. Got to have a reason.
Purdue Grambling, I'm going with the Tigers. Let's go.
Nah, ain't no way.
Somebody got to go with them.
You're right. Let's go.
Utah State and TCU. After last year's or year before's football championship game, I'm not putting nothing with TCU.
Yeah,
for nothing.
Right. You may be right about that.
Florida and Colorado. So Ian just said Colorado's the way to go on this one.
That's what he said. But Florida beat the heck out of they lost to Auburn, I guess, but they beat Alabama. Yeah. They beat Alabama pretty good.
And they played very well in SEC championship.
Yeah, so I don't know about that.
I've checked that game, but it's SEC on tournament.
Yeah.
Marquette and Western Kentucky. I'm going Marquette.
Okay.
Duke, Vermont.
Duke.
Okay, Duke. Duke.
Okay.
We were waiting.
You sound like you was like had a little angst in your voice. Wisconsin, James Madison. I'm going
JMU. James Madison.
No.
Although Wisconsin's a 5-seed, James Madison 12-seed. Here we go with that matchup again.
That's a great question.
Yes,
I think I probably picked. I think I picked James Madison. Actually, I think I did do that. Yeah.
Okay.
I looked at where I'm ranked in my brackets. I'm not doing pretty good right now.
You know how it is. That first week, the first day, I'll take a hit.
You got to take a hit.
Then you got to recover from that. You got to see how good you are in the what we call the meat of the bracket.
Yeah, there you go.
What I mean? That's where you make your money. That's where you really are.
Well,
this early stuff, I mean, who knows? This is a toss up. Nebraska, Texas A&M.
I'll be honest with you. You know, Nebraska's playing pretty well. Texas A&M Oh, that's a toss up there for me.
That's an 8-9 matchup.
Yeah.
So it should be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So.
Oh yeah, there you go.
And then we got Houston Longwood.
But Ian said take the spread on that.
Yeah. Because it may not be as far. Right. Look, it may not be as bad as you think.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? It may be a lot closer.
Speaking of your app.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Fam, why are you going to cheat on somebody's paper? Man, what are you doing cheating on somebody's paper? What's wrong with you? So let's start at home. So Duke, which Duke team are we going to see? It should be no problem against Vermont. Okay? It shouldn't be. But let's be honest. This Duke team this year, for me, mm-hmm. in the latter part of the season, especially in ACC tournament, has been very underwhelming. Very. And I'm gonna stop short at mediocre, but I don't see anything from this team that makes me think that they could win, they could beat James Madison or Wisconsin.
Come on, K-Mac. Come on, man. He said that reverse psychology.
There you go. But
I would say this though.
This is
reverse psychology.
K-Mac, no, it's not.
I know what you're doing.
Reese, I'm gonna name some teams. That's fine. Oh,
he said James Madison and Wisconsin.
I'm gonna name some teams here.
Okay. Name some.
Right off the top of your head, with not much, you know. Don't use the top part of your brain. I know how the top is real dangerous. You're good at that.
Gotta be careful with that.
So use the side. Houston Longwood. So if you got Duke playing Houston.
Or Longwood.
I'll give him the edge on Longwood. If you got Duke playing Nebraska or Texas A&M.
No, I think.
See, you got to think about it.
No, I'm going to tell you, I think Texas A&M is a good basketball team. They provide a problem for teams like Duke. But Nebraska, I don't think so. I think Duke beat Brace off there.
Duke, Wisconsin.
Duke.
Duke, James Madison.
Man, I can't believe you said that.
How did James Madison get in the tournament?
I'm not even following for
this. How did James Madison get into the tournament?
I'm not even going for this.
But they did win.
Okay.
Come.
Okay.
All right.
And by the way, my daughter, Erica, is watching us on YouTube. Yeah. She thinks it's fantastic.
What's
fantastic?
That we're streaming on YouTube. Yes.
Oh, thank you.
She says clear. And she said that's what we should have. Nice, we should have a brackets up to go with 3-16 and stuff like that. So that's what she said.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I like that.
We'll do that.
I thought about that the other day.
We'll do that.
But you know me, if past 10 o'clock.
But actually, don't know what we could do that and put it right there in the middle of the screen. Mm-hmm. We walk through it. That's what we'll do.
We
and don't be stealing. Don't be stealing our suggestions, people. Oh, go ahead.
Exactly.
All right. So out of this bracket, those I just mentioned for the South.
These are James Madison. Man, come on, go ahead. What else you got?
You watch.
What
you gonna see James Madison play, and you gonna say to yourself, "That damn came in."
I know.
I don't need to be jinxing myself. And having Duke go out there and get beat by James Madison.
Yeah, boy.
Because that's what I live you're for that. Doing. Hey, look, three.
Let me tell you something. Being right ain't that important to me.
Sometimes you got to say it, man.
You're just doing the reverse psychology. I am not.
I'm asking questions. And why? I'm doing the NC State thing. Why not? I'm just saying, why not?
Why not us?
So out of
the
that.
Tagline.
I had envisioned Duke in Houston coming out of the South in that matchup in the 16. That's where I had them.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, it depends on which Duke team we see. I need to see a team that's going to come out and going to play a complete game and be dominant in all areas. I'm just saying, Roach has been struggling for whatever reason. Have no idea. Proctor, I don't know. McCain being out. I mean. It's so many. Foster now is out for the season, I believe.
Yeah, and he's done.
Yeah, so he's out for the season.
You got Flip.
That ain't enough.
that we've seen.
Yeah, that's not enough. So, but with that being the case, I mean, I get it. So now we can move down here. We have, I can't believe I got that right. Oakland over Kentucky. It's just because I don't like it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know.
You pick? Well, we talked about Oakland had the type of team,
that
will get Kentucky problems. But I think Kentucky problems are Kentucky more so than anybody else. Yeah.
I said it last night. I said the best person with the best record against John Calipari is John Calipari.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's the best. He's the best person to coach against him is him.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. The best coach.
There it is right there, people. Yeah, there it is right there.
Look, if nobody else can beat me, I can.
I know that's right.
He can beat himself.
He can beat himself. We got Alan calling in. I'm sure he was real interested in that tough game yesterday.
Well, hello, Pam.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great day to be a Tar Heel. Go Heels.
Great day to be a Tar Heel. Mm. That is correct. Mm. Every
That's
day
right.
is a great day to
That's
be a
right.
Tar Heel.
Reese, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. I mean, we still cool, right? I mean, after your last call, you know.
Look, I almost tempted to call in and whisper so you wouldn't notice I'm there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because he'll tell it.
I'll tell it.
He'll tell your business.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, K-Mac, what the heck?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I think I better start supporting you. Here's a go Duke. Go Duke. Okay, there you go.
Oh, thanks, Alan. I think that's going to take us over the edge right there. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. That's all we needed.
Just don't support Carolina, okay, please?
What do you mean?
He said please.
What do you mean? Please. I've always been a big Carolina supporter.
Oh, no.
What? What is it with you guys? Nobody wants me to support. Okay, you know what? Forget it. Oh, okay. I don't care. I'm gonna support you anyway.
Anyways, I just want you guys to know that you're awesome.
Thank you so much, Alan.
Thank you, Alan. My man, thank you.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
All right,
appreciate
bye.
It. Thank
Have
you.
A great day.
Oh man, before we go to break, the end of the game between Kansas and Sanford yesterday. Last night, right?
Absolutely ridiculous.
For those of you that don't know, Sanford was getting run out the gym early. They came back against Kansas, cut it to a 1-point game with like 5 minutes to go. Kansas went back up again by 7 or so. They came back and cut it again to a 2-point game, I believe. Maybe it was a 3-point game.
It could have been
before the block.
Yeah, I think it's 2-point game.
Yeah. Kansas gets a turnover, runs out to the other end, and goes for a layup, dunk, whatever. Clean block by Sanford, and it was called a foul. And it changed the game. It was like 14 seconds left, I believe.
And they was talking about it on TNT. Kenny Smith and Charles Brock, and Kenny brought up a great point. Mm-hmm. You can't review those things, but you should be able to challenge. Like, you know, the NBA challenge.
Yeah.
Because it was clear block, man. And the Sanford, my Sanford Bulldogs from Birmingham, Alabama.
Shout out to the Sanford Bulldogs.
a lot of Bulldogs floating around here. but that would have made a big difference, man. Mm-hmm.
Killed the game. Because Sanford was, I felt Sanford was going to win that game.
Yes.
Yes.
The momentum had changed.
They were going to win
that game. And Kansas was trying to hang on. They was not hanging on at all.
And I just struggled with, you know, because I always look to see what referees are when they make calls like that and where they are.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't out of position. He was in position to make the call. It's just one of those, how did that look like a foul to you? I mean, I'm just like, what do you see that we don't see?
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
They played it from every angle on the replay.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, it doesn't look like a foul from no matter which angle you look at it from. So, unless you're on the Kansas bench,
yeah, then foul.
Then it's a foul. I just think it was it's heartbreaking because I think Sanford fought. When someone fights back like that,
yeah,
and I mean I think they deserve a chance to win.
And you kind of have been letting them play, and then you wait to the end and take it away from them.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say that because I just felt like that was horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible, and no excuse for it. The great, great defensive play by the young man. Mm-hmm. And because he blocked it and the guy, you know, missed the dunk and held onto the rim, like, apparently they assumed that he had to get fouled. No.
Right.
No.
He didn't get fouled.
He did not. Right. And he was holding onto the rim, so it should have been basket interference.
Yeah, exactly.
Two-shot tech. Let's go.
That's the other part about it.
We just saw that in the game last week.
Let's go.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Oh, it was a one-shot. I think it was a one-shot tech.
But it would have made a difference in. But they get the, they would have got the ball too. Back.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
That would have made it anyway. Now I'm even getting more frustrated. Now even more talk about it because my seven Bulldogs should have been up in the. And I called that game.
It matters.
I called that game.
You did.
I called that game, and the referee took it from me.
And Charles Barkley and Kennedy were listening to you because they start calling the game too. Clark Kellogg.
And they very seldom agree.
Clark Kellogg, he didn't call the game, but who cares what he said?
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
It's got to be bracketology season. That's what it is.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's bracketology season.
It is.
You know what I'm feeling, Reese?
What's that?
Pam.
What you feeling?
I think we're going to have a good old-fashioned triangle reunion at the Final Four.
Boy, wouldn't that be awesome?
That's what I'm feeling.
You feeling it? Who?
That's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm feeling.
Well, a lot of things got to happen, K-Mac, before that happens.
A lot of things have happened.
A lot of things.
Look, a lot of things have happened.
Well, I would say this to Carolina and
at least the Elite
NC State's never been there at the same time, nor has Duke. I don't know. Maybe back in the 60s.
Wait a minute. What Duke, now?
Carolina and NC State has never been in the Final Four.
That's true.
At the same time.
Well, I mean, hell, because NC State ain't never there. But
Duke and Carolina's been there for the first time 2 years ago.
That's right.
So,
I never knew that until 2 years ago.
We never thought that would have happened, but hey, maybe all three teams would make it to there.
Mm. Well, it'll be the Elite Eight, but we'll take it.
Right.
You know what I mean? We'll take it.
Because they have to play each other? Anybody? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, that is.
It'll be Duke
we
and
need
that. Duke
we need
and
that credibility for the power of the ACC.
Yeah, Duke and State. Duke and State would have to play one another. Okay. Which would be, okay with me. Because the way they playing, it's like it'll be, let's go Pack.
He's such a downer on your team right
I'm
now.
I'm not a downer. I'm a realist. I'm not like you guys. See, you guys, even when Carolina's playing shaky, you guys are all in. Yep.
That's a true fan. I didn't even see you pointing at me. Don't point at me. That's not nice.
You're a true fan. Look, you are a true fan.
I am a true fan.
You are a true fan. You know what? Before we get into more of this, I just saw something come across the ticker. Same on us. Women's tournament is going on.
Yeah, it is.
Starts today.
It does.
Starts today.
Yep.
Let me tell you who's playing.
Who's playing?
Or at least
today.
Our teams.
Yep.
So UNC will be playing at 11:30 this morning.
What time?
About 30 minutes.
Yeah, they're on the court now warming up. So they play at 11:30. And they're playing Michigan State.
They're getting HBCU treatment.
That's not
pretty much. Yeah.
So then also part of the ACC, Notre Dame will be playing Kent State at 2:15.
Shout out to Notre Dame. They're playing very well.
Yeah, they are. It could end up
Notre Dame in South Carolina? Columbia?
They could be playing Carolina. If they win.
Is Notre Dame down in South Carolina?
Why? Yes. You got time to go.
I got time to get to the game.
NC State will play today at 2:30. They're playing Chattanooga.
Where's that game?
At 2:30. Let's see.
Are they playing at home? They
can't move
it.
Yeah. NC State. Yeah.
They're at home. And who else do you want to know about? Duke. Let's see. Duke plays at 2:30 as well. They're
Duke
playing
plays at
Richmond. 2:30?
Okay. All right. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. We're all
Virginia
in.
Tech is also in it, of course.
Where's Caitlin Clark? Where they playing? When they playing?
Let's see. She's playing.
And by the way.
She and her team are playing at 3 p.m.
Who they play?
Holy Cross.
Oh, okay.
Andrea. And so we just saw that if they win a national championship, she will be the greatest player in college basketball.
Slow down.
I think you said when we were talking about the men and we talk about certain people, they can't be the greatest because they don't have a championship. So the only thing she's missing is a championship.
Let's tee this conversation. What were you going to say, Reefo? But I want to tee this up properly.
No, I was going to say the exact same thing that she said.
Yeah, let's tee this up properly.
Yeah. Do you believe that? Do you believe it's Caitlin Clark?
Yeah, let's tee this up.
If her team, Iowa, wins the national championship, she would be the greatest college basketball player ever.
What's left for her to do?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I think you said before when we were talking, the only thing left was the fact that, or maybe it was a man we were talking about, but the only thing left was they didn't have a championship.
No,
be the GOAT.
No. First of all, I have never said that. I don't say it about anything because most of the times, if you want to ask me about being the greatest ever at anything, mm-hmm. you have to have multiples.
Yeah.
That is the biggest differentiator between all great athletes is A, can you get to that level of success? Mm-hmm. And B, can you sustain that level of success and still perform, meaning multiple times over and over again? Meaning, can you be dominant year after year, every other year? You take every athlete that we consider to be the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
That is the one common factor between all of them. There's no one
the sustainability.
No, I agree.
Yeah, I mean,
100%.
That's people with great scoring titles. That's people that win 3-point titles. That's people that win, you know, two seasons back to back to the semi conference mm-hmm. finals or whatever. The only real difference between all those great athletes are all great athletes. You've been in this conversation. You've won it. You came back. You won it again. Mm-hmm. You came back. You won it again.
Period.
That's it.
That's it.
This because you win one now. It makes me feel like we are reaching.
Don't be looking at me.
But it makes me feel like we're reaching for reasons to make her the greatest player.
So
of
if
all
she'd
time.
Have won last year against LSU, would that be?
And then she come back and win again?
Yeah, that'd be a different conversation.
Yes.
Okay.
But the fact of the matter, she passed Pete Maravich, right?
Great.
Yes.
Pete Maravich, I think he only played 3 seasons, and you know. It's not a variable. So I'm not even hating. Caitlin Clark is incredible. Yeah. But to be the greatest college basketball player ever, I think not. And I'm not, it's not going to be a male service. No, that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
And K-Mac got his reasons. I have some other reasons too as well. So there you go.
There you go. Okay, you answered the question. I just said, what else does she need to do?
I mean, that's like.
Has she won that championship yet?
No.
So here's a question. Here's a question then. Is John Calipari the greatest coach? At Kentucky.
No.
Is he the greatest coach in his conference?
No.
And it goes without saying, is he the greatest one of the greatest NCAA coaches?
No. That's definitely no.
Why not?
Now, he's probably he's not the greatest recruiter, but close to one of the top recruiters to ever coach.
To ever do
in college basketball, I say that.
But why not?
Why, based on his stats the last few years since 2020.
So let's clear something up. And Doc Strowman probably get mad at me, but stats are things like points, shots, percentages. I'm talking about facts, mm-hmm. which are you a champion or not? How many times have you been a champion? How many times can you say that I've stood against the best of the best in what I do and come out on top?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah, for him, no. Then he lost to St. Peter's in 21-22. Then he went and lost to Kansas State, and then he lost last night to Oakland.
So I'm going to flip it real quick, and I know they're going to get mad at me, but this argument gets thrown out. Oh, okay, so you're saying Dean Smith wasn't that good then?
No. Why was he that good?
Hmm. How many championships did he win?
2.
But some people say, well, just 2?
Yeah, but
he's still the greatest.
I get it. But for people that's already starting their argument,
okay,
let's just go ahead and shut that down before they even get started.
I mean, that's no argument. That shouldn't be part of the conversation.
Before we even get started, let's go ahead and shut that down.
Yeah, no, you're going to get me hot. You start talking about that.
but you don't have to because you just made a simple statement.
Yeah.
So if that's the benchmark, how many have? 2.
2.
There you go. Conversation's over. And I'm just saying, I love what Caitlin's doing. She's a very dynamic player. She's wonderful to watch. We did the same thing to Steph Curry. For like 3 years in a row, recently, we had the same argument about Steph Curry. And it was always about, well, he's got to win more.
Turn the weekend, baby.
So let's do it.
Let's do it.
Surprise is coming up for this weekend. What you got?
Anybody? UAB, baby.
UAB.
Lock it in.
Surprise.
And here's going to move on. That's not going to be a surprise.
That's not a
surprise. The Pack will be playing next week.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.